One of the oddest spectacles of World War II took place at the cafe's doorstep. At 2:05 p.m. on August 25, 1944, the great Place de l'Opéra was completely empty. A lone French soldier carrying a submachine gun entered the Germans' Paris headquarters across the street. Wehrmacht staff officers came out, hands up. By 2:10, the square was jammed, and a gigantic celebration was underway. Paris had been liberated. A French army jeep pulled up in front of the café. Could dinner be prepared for General Charles de Gaulle, his first meal in liberated Paris? A German soldier, the management explained, had fired an incendiary shell into the café. Fires had started, and broken glass was everywhere. But a tray was prepared with the best they had to offer: cold ham, potatoes, salad. After World War II, the café provided comfort for thousands of displaced persons who had lost all track of friends. A homeless Romanian could spend hours there, sipping an inexpensive glass of mineral water, and be pretty confident of finding a familiar face, perhaps some friend who might help him with a new start in life.